We are catching
Yes.
up from our Northern Cape adventure. We are chatting to John. John is quite a special human being because he gets to live in a very beautiful part of the Northern Cape, which is the Witzand Nature Reserve. John Martins is the tourism facility manager there, and our team doing the fam trip were very pleased to engage with him. John, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. The Northern Cape is really an adventure, and we're very pleased to have you with us today on the show. Will you please tell us, John, what is the journey that brought you to Witzand Nature Reserve?
Thank you very much, Janet, and the team, and to the viewers out there. So my name is John Martins, a tourism facility manager at Witzand Nature Reserve in the Northern Cape. What makes me to be in the tourism, I joined SANParks in 1997. That's where my passion started when I joined SANParks. And to SANParks, they relocate me in different game reserve to Ardo Elephant National Park, to Golden Gate, to Kruger National Park, to
Gosh, what a
Marakele,
blessing to
to
be at all of these beautiful
yes,
resources.
to Table Mountain and Tsitsikamma. Yes, then. What drives me, because I wanted to start something new. That's why then I joined the Northern Cape Nature Reserve, Witzand Nature Reserve. Then when I come to Witzand, because it's a youngest reserve, 3,500 hectares, then what I look at that is to develop. I could see a lot of challenge, a lot of potentials. Which is it's and it's unique itself, because nowhere you can see where the sand it's roaring. So I always say to our viewers, I said that we don't have the Big Five. You don't have to go to the Big Five reserve, but you can go to Witzand, because you can hear the natural sound of the roaring sand. And I say always to my clients, that is our natural life. So Witzand Nature Reserve, I mean, we've got accommodation, which is chalets that takes six people. We've got also cottages. We've got also camping site. And we've got a new also luxury glamp site, which is private. We've got also conference and the restaurant facilities.
So
What
that's
we
quite
do,
a massive facility, John. There's
it's
lots
quite
on
a
offer.
massive facilities. And once you are there, you will be, wow, yes, it's very special and historic as well. Witzand is very rich in historic. What we then do, when the clients comes, what do you do? What kind of activities we do? And then we've got, I mean, a sandboarding. We've got a meander walk. We've got also self-drive. We've got a 4x4 a route that you go up on the sand dunes, on top of the sand dunes. Beautiful. You know, you connect it to yourself, to your ancestors. You connect to the nature. And if you're a bird lovers, you're a natural, I mean, game loving and the vegetation. We've got different species of vegetation. We've got different kind of game that we have. The antelope, gemsbok, we have kudu, we've got the springbok, we've got, duiker, we've got the steenbok. All those game,
Wow.
while you are sitting in your chalet, we have this water pond that are in front of your chalet. They come and visit and greet you. And they walk away. I mean, the Janet Cat at night, when you are drying up there, it come and visit and give you the welcoming. During the day, the birds come and wash and swim themselves in the water. It's wonderful to be in Witzand Nature Reserve. You see these things without driving, without walking. You sit in your
Amazing.
chalet. If you are a book lover, while you are reading your book, you can be disturbed, and then takes your eyes away from the book that you are reading, and then you watching these games. Wonderful. And all people can come to Witzand. And Witzand, I mean, it's giving the hospitality. We are striving the 5-star, but we know we'll be then 3 or 4.
You know,
Any question good?
I always say it's actually better to be to say you are 3-star and offer 5-star service. So maybe that's.
We are the 3-star, but to us, we not want to say we are the 3-star because we can always make mistakes and fall in. So that's why when we are in a 3-star, we aiming to reach the 5-star. And I always tell my team to say, "Hey guys, let us strive," and everyone get motivated with our clients because all our clients are VIP.
Amazing. That is just amazing. So, what can we expect to see in the bedrooms when we come there, John? How is it set up? Is there family rooms? Is there,
How it's set up, I'm
self-catering?
gonna how I'm going how it's set up, I'm gonna start with the family chalets. Our family chalets accommodate 6 people. There is 3 bedroom with a bathroom, with a shower, with a toilet, and with a kitchen and a dining room. So each bedroom is got 2 single bed. Two of them, they've got 2 single bed. And then one has got a double bed, all with, I mean, a white linen. Give the white linen, that is the standard of the tourism council. So that's why then we put that in ours. Immediately walk in there, I mean, that welcomes you. So it's a self-catering, but to our tour operators, like you bringing in to say, "John, we have these 4 people or 6 people, and can you then entertain them?" Yes, what we do that because we know once they get out there, and then they will be then marketing. But 90% of the time, most of the clients, they do their own self-catering, but only certain tour operators that we then agree with them and assist them. And what we then do, they do the breakfast themselves and all that. On the last day, what we do, we then give them the braai, which is the braai is 250 per person. And then we braai for them, we entertain that, and they bring their own braaiing, I mean, the cool drinks and all that. In that, we also then give them the experience because I take them for a walk to the rebellion
How
side.
wonderful.
To the rebellion side, and I explain to them, I take them to the rolling sand, then also they experience that, and I also take them for the sandboarding. And I mean, sandboarding takes you out of your comfort zone, you know. And once you walk up there, also, most of the clients, what they doesn't understand, once you are sitting up and you're going up that dunes, 60 meter up high. And you say, "Wow, John, I'm not going to be make it today." Natasha did make it and get up there. And she was telling me, "You know, John, I'm not going to go there because of this and this." I said, "No, every house has got its own rules. So now you'll comply and obey to my rules. Let us take a walk." And really, and how powerful the mind is. And it takes you, I mean, up to the greatest height.
Amazing.
Yes.
I'm
Thank
very
you.
excited to hear about all the wonderful things
Thank you very
that
much. Yes.
is there in Witzand. And you speak about it with so much passion that I can see it's actually infectious, because when Natasha and our team came back, they actually couldn't stop talking about their wonderful experience with you and the feeling of being at home that they felt. It's not often that people come back and rave about feeling at home. People go for new experiences. But I think that when you've been out on the road for a week and you pitch up at Witzand, it really is a warm welcome. So I think that's what our listeners can look forward to as well. because it's quite special to be able to engage like this and encourage people to do things they've never done before, get them out of the comfort zone, get them out of their comfort zone, get them engaging, interacting, etc., so that they fully experience the Northern Cape. John, it really is wonderful to hear your passion. I think that our listeners are intrigued, and I want you to tell us, before we say goodbye to you, give us some parting remarks about Vincent and why we should come.
Jeanette, thank you very much to our listeners out there. Northern Cape is a wonderful province. Northern Cape, it's free from crime. Witzand, if you come, is a very unique, very special, and you get everything in one. You don't have to go out there and then to go and see this thing. You can take a walk in the reserve freely, guided on the map that you get it at the reception. And our staff, they know we have only one client, which is our VIPs that visiting us, and they pay our salaries. That is why we are dedicated. That is why we are confident. That is why we are proud of every client that give us support at Witsand. So the clients that they never visited at Witsand, they must visit Northern Cape. I'm going to leave you with our number to phone the reception at Witsand. Our number is 083-234-7573. That is a reception number. Phone and book and come and experience what Natasha's team experience. And you will never be surprised. I mean, we are there for you. And you are there
Wonderful.
for us. Together we go far.
John, what a pleasure chatting to you, and what a warm welcome to come visit the Northern Cape. I think that's one of the things our team was left with, is the sense of warm, home-like hospitality. So thank you for that. We are looking forward to seeing you in the Northern Cape, and we wish you all the best as you head towards season time.
Thank you very much, Janet. The next person that I'm waiting is for you. So, before any other clients that come, I'm waiting for you. That is the invite to you.
Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate it. Wishing you all the best, and we will see you soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.